The Gemara in the Banim of the Amud brings a drasha. Minayin shalei yedavak kaidem atamer shal shachar shem va'orach alei ha'ila. How do you know you can't bring any karbanos before the tamer shal shachar? Because it says va'orach alei ha'ila. You make a fire in the zbech, you put it at the ha'ila. Which ha'ila? The ha'ila satam and ha'ila ha'ila rishayna. That has to be the first karban. So Taisus asks Akasha, here we had Jarshna from ha'ila ha'ila rishayna. The Gemara in Zvachim says, "Tmidim kaidim l'musafin." You have to bring a tamid before a musaf. Why? Because it says, "Mulvad eilas habeika shel eilas atamid tasu es eila." You do the musaf mulvad the tamid. Mashma the tamid is first. So why didn't you two psukim? Here's a pasuk telling you that the tamid is before each carbon, and there it says the tamid is before the musaf. Why didn't you two psukim for? The Taisus says two teretzim. First teretz is that's talking about a musaf. The Talmud's before Musaf, and maybe the Talmud's only before Musaf, maybe before Nadarim and Nadavis, which are more Matsu than a Musaf, they come up more often than a Musaf, maybe they come before the Talmud. Kamash Mulan, the Talmud is not only before a Musaf, it's for Nadarim and Nadavis. But if it only says this pasuk, you could say only Nadarim and Nadavis because they're a carbon Yachid. That's why a Talmud is before, but maybe a Musaf is a carbon Tzibur because before the Talmud. Kamash Mulan, the Talmud is before. You need one pasuk for Musaf, one pasuk for Nadarim and Nadavis. Second Taisus says that this pasuk shomer aktara, burning the tamid on the mizbeach. There, that's the first one you have to burn on the mizbeach. That's talking about the zrikas hadam. Tasu es eila means asiyas hadam. So you need two psukim, one telling you can't burn a korban on the mizbeach before you burn the tamid on the mizbeach, and one pasuk telling you can't be zayik the dam of a korban before you zayik the dam of the tamid. Rashi's mashmul will be like the second teretz of Taisus. Rashi says, "Menayin shloyidov and nikted b'maarocha mishenercha shachas kaidem matamir shal shachar." When you put up the fire in the morning, how do you know that the first thing that's on this fire has to be a tamid? Sounds clear, some of the akhtar, not anything else. Rashi's mashmul will more. Rashi's mashmul is the din b'maarocha. You made a maarocha. The first thing on this maarocha has to be a tamid. I saw in the Sefer Derech Yam. A Likud Sefer from Heintig, a Likud Sefer, Geshmach of Sefer, he says in Masechtas Tamid there's a machlokes and a farish in the rush. It says there in the Gemara after they cleaned off the mizbech, they made a fire on the mizbech, and then they returned all the Ivarim Upadarim from yesterday, which didn't get burnt yet. They put it back on the fire. So the farish says he thinks the first thing they did was they burnt the k'tiris on the mizbech, the Tamid on the mizbech. Then they put the Ivarim Darim back, because it says in this Gemara, the first thing on the Maracha has to be the Tamid. The Rosh Day argues, the Rosh says, it means when you bring a carbon today, you can't bring a carbon before the Tamid. But these are yesterday's carbonists. They're not a carbon that you bring before the Tamid, you're just putting them back on the Mizbech. Could be that's what they're arguing. The Mefarish holds like Rashi, so then the Maracha, you made a fire, the first thing on the fire has to be the Tamid. It doesn't matter whether it's today's carbon, yesterday's carbon, the first thing has to be the Tamid. Mashen Kane, the Rosh is learning, said, in that krava, you're being makriv a carbon. So the first carbon you makriv is a tamid. Those karbanis in yesterday not being makriv. It's already nikrav. He's just putting it back on the mizbeach. So mela doesn't count. Yeah, l'chayi richtig. Now there's a chakira that Freidim speak about. This din that you can't bring a carbon before the tamid. Is that an isser? That the pshat is till the tamid's brought, there's an isser to bring karbanis? Or is it din kdim? It's a seder. The Tamid has to be first because it's a Seder. Like Tadr Kaidim. Right? The Rambam says in Lashon, it's also lahakriv karbin kaidim tamid shashachar v'chein achar tamid shabein arabayim. It's mashma an iser. Just like the achar tamid shabein arabayim is an iser. It's not a Seder. Not a Seder. It's not the pshat that the tamid shabein arabayim has to come after the other karbanis. The pshat is once you brought the tamid shabein arabayim, it's an iser to bring anything more. Right? So Tamash HaShachar also says it's the same din. The Ramban also, in Sefer HaMitzvah, the mitzvah that he says the Rambam left down, Mitzvah Yid Aleph, he says it's a Seyda Shlomo. What's a Seyda Shlomo? All Kabbanis you bring have to be between the Tamash HaShachar and Tamash HaBein Arabayim. That's Mashmish and Isser. But Rav Shmuel Zevsky points out, Taisus asks Akasha, why do you need this Pasuk of Ayel Ayel Rishayna? And the Pasuk in Zvachim, Mulvan Ayla Sabay, Ketali Tmidim Kailim Safim. You look in the sugi in Zvachim, it's a din kdima. The whole din of Tadda Kaidim is discussed there. Tmidim Kaidim Musafim, Chatas Kaidim Ma'ila. It's not only a din by Tamid, it's all the dine kedim, it's dine kedim over there. If you're going to learn that this is an Isser, so there's no Shaykhis. There's some of the Din Kedima. Here's some of the Din Isser. Are you going to have a Kasha? What do you need the Din Kedima? You anyway have an Isser? Good. But he's not asking that. Especially, you can't make a chiluk then between Musafim and the Dharam and the Davis. Taisis is Mashman, it's a Din Kedima. Shaz, what's an Afkamina if it's a Kedima or an Isser? So it could be one Afkamina if you bring it together. Let's say, if it's a Kedima, Pashas, you could bring it together. The Mikdash Davis says this. But, so could you bring a carbon together with the Tamar Shel Shachar? If it's a Din Kedima L'Chayra, yeah. If it's an Isser, so you need the Tamar Shel Shachar to be matter the other carbonis. Now L'Chayra is another Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is, let's say there is no Tamar. Let's say there is no Tamar. Are you allowed to bring other carbonis? If it's a Din Kedima, of course. But if it's an Isser, L'Chayra not. So Rav Shmuel Zelsky points out, the Gemara Menachos Tafim Tes is Mavur that if it's Sibra doesn't have a Tumah, they still can bring other Karbanis. Right? So L'Chayra, you see that it's not an Isser. Also, he says, the Gemara in Erechel is Mavur, and Shiva Asa B'Tamuz was Batal HaTumah. They didn't have any more Tzmidim left. But they still brought other Karbanis. Until Tishimov, till the Churban Abayis is Mavur, they brought other Karbanis. What's the Pshat? If it's a Gdim, it fits. But if it's an Isser, what's the Pshat? So Rav Aaron, I saw in Mishnah Rav Aaron, and Zvachim Timon Zion, he says that even if it's a din Isser, you could say, the Isser is when you have a Tamid. When you bring Tmidim, then there's an Isser to bring anything out of the bounds, anything before the Tamid Shashach or after Tamid Shemein Abayim. Mashiach, if you don't have Tmidim, then you don't have an Isser. Also, the Brisker Rav says a little different. The Brisker Rav says that even if it's an Isser, the Isser is only calls man, you could still bring the carbon Tamid, even if you don't have a carbon Tamid. But it has to be the Zman Tamid till Dalet Shayis to till Chatzayis. After Dalet Shayis, after Chatzayis, there won't be an Isser anymore. So, Amela, even if it's an Isser, you can still bring the Karbanis after it's over the Zman HaTamid.